我们下午的崇拜聚会要继续上午的题目，天国好像买卖人。
Our afternoon worship, we will continue with our morning's lesson. The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant.
请各位看马太福音十三章。
Please first refer to the book of Matthew, chapter 13.
四十五节、四十六节。
Matthew chapter 13, verse 45 and 46.
马太福音十三章四十五节、四十六节。
Matthew chapter 13, verses 45 and 46.
天国好像买卖人寻找好珠子，遇见一颗重价的珠子，就去变卖他一切所有的，买了这颗珠子。主耶稣在这边讲天国好像一个买卖人的比喻。
Here Jesus explain the parable that the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant.
那有关这个比喻呢，主耶稣讲的就是指的教会跟主耶稣有密切的关系。
And the meaning behind this parable is that Jesus is trying to say that there is a close relationship between the church and Jesus.
那这个比喻呢，也指着我们信徒跟教会跟主耶稣都有很密切的关系。
And this parable also has a meaning that the members, the church, and Jesus Christ has a very close relationship.
那么下午要讲的就是有关有一颗珠子是重价的。
And this afternoon, I'd like to touch upon this one pearl that is of great value.
还有这个商人呢，他发现以后就变卖他一切所有的，买这一颗珠子。
And how this merchant, when he found that one precious great pearl, went away and sold everything he had and bought it.
价值连城的这个珠子只要一颗就够了。
And this pearl, even though it is of great value, it's only one single pearl.
那么一个人会变卖他一切所有的买这一颗珠子，是因为他的价值观改变。
And for one to sell everything he had just to obtain this price, this pearl means that this pearl is indeed of priceless.
他把多的东西卖掉来买少的价值高的东西。
He sold the majority in order to obtain one single pearl.
他把价值比较低的卖掉来买价值比较高的。
And he sold the lesser value things in order to obtain something that is of great value.
他把用过看过的东西把它呢淘汰掉，来换一个新的比较实用的。
And he sold one that is older, one that he has already seen and touched, in order to buy one that is brand new.
一个基督徒必须要不断的悔改。
We know that as Christians, we have to always continuously repent.
就是承认过去的比较没有价值的，把它毁掉，再接受比较有价值的，对的。
To recognize the old things, the things that is of no value, and exchange it for one that is new and of greater value.
人生就是要不断的呢，太旧换新了。
Because we know that our life consists of getting something that is newer.
那么第一点我们要谈的就是一颗很珍贵价值很高的珠子。
And this afternoon we shall touch upon this message of obtaining that one great value pearl.
首先我们要了解呢，在宇宙当中最有价值的、最高贵的只有一位神啊。
One thing that's for sure is that in the universe, something that is very priceless is our God.
这位神就是我们的神，就是我们的天父。
He is not only our God, He is also our Heavenly Father.
只有一位，没有第二位的。
And there is only one God in this universe.
这是我们信耶稣的人要了解唯一的真神啊。
And this is what we Christians must understand, that there is only one true God in this world.
请看哥林多前书八章六节。
Please turn to the 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 6.
哥林多前书第八章第六节。
1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 6.
然而我们只有一位神，就是父，万物都不离他，我们也归于他，并有一位的主，就是耶稣基督，万物都是借着他有的， 我们也是借着他有的。我们只有一位神，就是我们的天父。
We have only one God, the Father.
这一位的尊贵性，在我们的心目中永远不能改变的。
And this true value will always be in our heart, and it will never change.
永远都是我们心目中最宝贵、价值最高的。
And our God is the God that is the most priceless in our heart.
你先有这种强烈的观念，你永远不会离开神。
If you have this a deep conviction, then you will never ever leave God.
好像这个商人知道这一棵柱子树价格非常高昂的。
Just like this merchant, when he found that pearl of great value,
他决定要把它买下来，属于他的。
He was determined to purchase this pearl for himself.
所以主耶稣永远就是我们的神，我们的父，我们的主。
So we know that God will forever be our God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord.
我们尊耶稣教会，我们知道真理在这个教会。
And we know that true Jesus Church have the true word.
真理只有一事。
And so we know that there is only one truth.
没有似是而非的。
And there is no other things that can justify the truth.
请看哥林多后书第一章十八节、十九节。
Please turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18.
哥林多后书第一章十八节、十九节。
2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 to 19.
我指着信实的神说，我们向你们所传的道，并没有似而又非的，因为我和希拉并提摩太在你们中间所传神的儿子耶稣基督总没有似而又非的，在他只有一事。这里谈到神的教会。
Here tells about, describe about the Church of God.
借着传道人所传的道理。
Through the message preached by God's preachers.
总没有似而又非啊。
There is not a yes or a no.
人很容易呢，因为有学问知识，就掺杂了自己的东西放在神的道理里面。
Sometimes, man, we tend to add our own knowledge into God's truth.
往往呢，把神的道跟人的道呢混合在一起。
And we tend to mix up God's words, God's truth, with our own reasons.
神的道跟人的道本来是可以合的，但是人的道不完全。
Even though man's ways and man's knowledge is not perfect, only God's is perfect.
但是以神的道为中心发挥出来的就很好的。
If we are able to put God's truth before our own reasoning, then it is as good.
但是很有智慧的人，知识丰富的人，很容易呢来发表自己的意见。
However, an educated person, because of his or her own ego, tend to be very opinionated.
而忽略了神的真理的存在。
And then, with their own knowledge, they tend to deny the existence of God.
那这样可能呢？这个神的真理就会改变。
If that is so, then they will change the truth and the word of God.
好像奸商混乱神的道一样的。
It is just like defiling the word or the truth of God.
所以保罗说，在他只有一事。
That is why Paul mentioned here that God's message is a yes or it's not a yes or a no.
所以在真理方面呢，我们主要抓住神的真理，就是圣经里面所记载。
When we are asked to hold on to the truth, that is to hold on to the words in the scriptures.
这样呢，可以带来我们属灵方面的福气。
Only then we can be called to be a spiritually blessed person.
我们再看以弗所书第四章第四节到第六节。
Please next turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 to 6.
以弗所书第四章第四节到第六节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 to 6.
身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召。同有一个主望，一族一信一席一神，就是众人的父，超众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。这里所强调的真理非常宝贵。
Here, the truth that is mentioned is indeed very precious.
教会是耶稣的身体，只有一个。
And we know that the church is the body of Christ, and there is indeed only one.
圣灵是主耶稣的灵，只有一个。
And since the Spirit is God's Spirit, so there must only be one Spirit.
我们同样蒙主耶稣显照的人。
And those of us who are called to him, by him.
唯一的指望就是主耶稣。
And our only hope is none other, our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以在我们心目中只有一位主啊，就是一种的信仰，一种的洗礼。
So there is only one Lord, one faith, and one baptism in our life.
也就是说呢，独一的神。
And that is what is meant by one true God.
那么这位神的宝贵在哪里呢？就是超越时间与空间。
So where does his value derive? That is, his overall.
可大可小。
His through all and in all, over small and big.
可以住在众人之中，也可以住在众人之内。
He can live through us and in us.
他也超乎众人之上。
And he also transcends all living things.
当然，这一方面是表示神超越一切。
So here, in a nutshell, is that our God transcends everything.
所以这一颗珍珠呢，价值会这么高，就是有这种原因在里面。
That is why it says that the pearl, is so precious. This is where it lies, the value.
所以主耶稣也成为世人唯一的救世主啊。
That is why our Lord Jesus Christ is also our only hope for Savior, for salvation.
除了靠着他的名能够得救，没有靠着其他的。
Because there is no other name under the earth that can bring us to salvation.
请看《使徒行传》四章十二节。
Please turn to the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 12.
使徒行传四章十二节。
Acts, chapter 4, verse 12.
除他以外别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有树下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。主耶稣这个名非常宝贵。
We know that the name Jesus is indeed very precious and of great value.
在天下人间没有第二个的。
Because there is no other name under heaven given to man.
只有靠着主耶稣这个名才能够得救的。
We must rely on this name in order to gain our salvation.
那这一颗珠珠呢？除了神方面对人来说
，So this pearl refer not only to God and man.
人有很多的朋友
，And we know that we all have many friends.
如果真正知己的朋友一个就够了
，And we know that if we are, it is possible to find one very good friend that's good enough.
但是很难找的。
But we know that it is not very difficult. It is very difficult to find one special friend.
请看箴言十八章二十四节。
Please turn to Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24.
箴言十八章二十四节。
Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24.
滥交朋友的，助其败坏；但有一朋友比弟兄更亲密。人有选择的自由。
Because we know that men, we have our own free will.
但是滥交朋友是不好的。
But we must be very discerning when it comes to choosing a friend.
真正的朋友，实在的朋友，如果有一位啊，就很宝贵了。
And it is a very something that is very precious if we can find one that is very good.
当然呢，有很多的朋友都不错的朋友，那更好。
But of course, you'll consider yourself lucky if you can find many good friends.
这种朋友值得我们去珍惜。
And the friends that we have, we must not take advantage of.
他好像珍贵的珠珠一样。
We must not take them for granted because they are just like pearls.
好像圣经里面的大卫跟约拿单的友谊啊。
Just like the special friendship between David and Jonathan.
去超越亲情，超越地位，超越钱财，都超越过了。
And their friendship is so thick that none can break the friendship.
难怪所罗门王很怀念他父亲大卫的朋友约拿单。
That is why even the David's son Solomon was very envious of David's close friendship with Jonathan.
所以在他的箴言跟传道书里面呢， 他所表露出来，让我们知道他非常怀念他父亲结交到这个初级的朋友。
That is why in his two books, Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, Solomon mentioned many times about how blessed his father is in finding such a good friend.
那第二点要谈的。
And the second point that I would like to touch upon.
这个商人呢，发现这一颗宝贵的珠珠呢，他就变卖一切所有的来买这一颗珠珠。
That when this merchant found this pearl, he sold everything he had to purchase this one.
那变卖呢，表示他的价值观改变。
When he sold something, that means he has a change in his value system.
我们要知道，在宗教上、信仰上成功的人是什么人？
And we know that a person who has a spiritual, high spiritual integrity, what is he like?
就是能够进天国的人。
That is a person who is able to enter the heavenly kingdom.
所以无论是弟兄姐妹或是长子或是传道者，能够进天国的人就是成功的人。
And if you are just a brother or sister or a minister or a preacher, and if you are able to enter the heavenly kingdom, you are considered to be a very successful Christian.
那一个成功的商人呢
？And what about being a successful merchant?
他懂得什么是最有价值的东西
？And this person is one who knows what is the thing that is of greatest value.
识货的商人，就也就是聪明的商人。
And we know that a successful merchant is one that is also a wise merchant.
他知道这一颗珠珠价值很高。
And he knows that this pearl in his hand is one that is of a, that is a priceless.
他认为他以前所拥有的呢，都不如这一颗珠珠的价值。
And that he realized that the possession that he had before cannot be compared to this one pearl.
所以他才下定决心变卖一切。
That is why he was determined to sell everything that he had before in order to obtain this one pearl.
一个商人。
One merchant.
真正成功的要尽量去赚取最有价值价值最高的东西
We know that a merchant always try to obtain something that will bring him the most wealth
那什么东西最有价值价值最高呢
So what is the thing that is that will bring the most gain to him
圣经告诉我们
And the Bible gives us this answer
请看诗篇四十九篇第六节到第九节
Please turn to Psalms chapter 40.
诗篇四十九篇。
I'm sorry, Psalms chapter 49.
第六节到第九节。
Verses 6 to 9.
第六节。
Verse 6. Psalms 49, verses 6 to 9.
那些依仗财货自夸钱财多的人，一个也无法属自己的弟兄，也不能替他将赎价给神。叫他常言活着不见朽坏因为属他生命的价值极贵只可以永远罢休钱在人的心目中地位蛮高的
We know that wealth is on our priority list
人生啊所追求的目标大部分都是钱
And our goal in life is to gain more wealth for ourselves
因为钱可以呢解决很多的事情。
Because we know that money can solve many problems.
所以说不爱钱的人，这种人是说假话。
And we know that if one were to say that he's not after wealth, then he is indeed not telling the truth.
人人都爱钱的。
Because we know that all men loves money.
但是呢，比钱价值更高的是什么
？But let us ask ourselves, what is of greater value than money?
这里告诉我们
And the answer lies in these verses.
生命的价值比钱还高
That the ransom for life is higher than money.
拥有100万美金的人他呢做些事物也买不起他的生命
Because even if a person were to possess $1 million, he's even not able to buy a life.
再加10倍再加100倍也买不起。
And even if he were to increase that amount 100 times, it is also not possible to buy a life.
所以真正了解生命价值的人会去珍惜它。
And a person who knows the true value of life will appreciate having God.
那么人生的最终目的就是要赚取这个最高价位的东西。
So our pursuit in our life must be to pursue after this God.
也就是说永远不能消灭的永生啊。
And that is to pursue after this life that is eternal.
所以在宗教上的商人呢，一定要去赚取到。
So we, being the merchants of our faith, we must try to obtain this precious and priceless gift.
我们每一位弟兄姐妹呢，一定要去赚取这个最有价值的永生。
So let us all strive to obtain this eternal life for ourselves.
请看马太福音十九章十六节到二十二节。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 19, verses 16 to 22.
马太福音十九章十六节。
Matthew chapter 19, verses 16
到二十二节这一段所记载的。
And these records.
请看第十六节。
Let's first read verse 16.
有一个人来见耶稣说：“夫主，我该做什么善事才能够得永生？”十六节记载说有一个人来见耶稣。
Here in verse 16, it's mentioned that a man once came up to Jesus and asked.
他请教耶稣要做什么才能够获得永生。
He wants to have an answer from Jesus about how to gain eternal life.
他知道这个永生是价值最高的。
Because he knew in his heart that eternal life is the most precious and priceless.
耶稣告诉他。
And Jesus gave him an answer.
要遵守神的诫命。
That is to obey God's commandments.
因为这个人是敬畏神的。
And we know that this rich young man is also a godly one.
他说我从小就遵守神的道，一直到现在。
And the young man replied to Jesus that he has kept the commandments since young.
我还缺少什么呢？
And so what do he still lack?
请看二十一节。
And this is recorded in verse 21.
耶稣说，你若愿意做完全人，可以去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上。你还要来跟从我。耶稣告诉他
，And Jesus has this to say.
你愿意做完全人吗
？Do you want to be perfect?
人要达到完全是很困难的。
We know that it is very hard to achieve this level of perfection.
但是主耶稣定这个目标，让他去努力，也是不错的。
But God wants to establish this goal in his heart so that he will strive after toward this perfection.
主耶稣没有强迫他。
Jesus in any way forced him to do it.
主耶稣告诉他方法。
Jesus did not in any way force him. He only lay out a way for him to achieve that perfection.
那这种方法可以遵着而去做的。
And this perfection, there is also an enablement attached to this.
当然他能够克服主耶稣所提供的这种困难的方法，那更好。
And if he were to be able to overcome his difficulty, then he will be able to achieve this.
但是这个不是目的。
But that is not our goal, our motive.
这是告诉他一种方法。
Jesus is only laying out a way, a plan for him.
叫他变卖所有周济穷人，这个是非常困难的。
Because it is indeed very hard to go and sell all his possessions.
那分给穷人呢？这个也是方法很多。
And there are many different ways to give to the poor.
他可以渐渐变卖，一直到快要离世才全部变卖完，也可以呀。
He could just sell his possessions a little bit at a time, and then just before he died, he can give it all to the poor.
主耶稣告诉他：“你还要来跟从我。”
And then Jesus has this to say to that he wants him to follow him.
简单说就是你从此以后来相信耶稣，做耶稣的门徒了。
Simply said, Jesus wants him from now on to be his disciple.
更进一步说你就辞掉你现在的工作来献身当传道吧。
And to go one step further, Jesus may want him to quit his job and to be an evangelist.
这些都是一种建议性的，不是强迫性的。
So this is just a recommendation. It is not something that is a force upon him.
你不要以为主耶稣这么霸道，他不会这样的。
And we know that Jesus is not hard-hearted.
信仰的问题，就是让人呢心甘情愿喜欢去追求的。
We know that in the matters of our faith is something that we must be willing and it must not be forced.
如果主耶稣要用他的大权能来强迫全世界信耶稣，这个太简单了，我们不用传道。
Because we know that if God, He is able to show us His sovereignty and change the whole world, that is no problem to Him.
但主耶稣不愿意这样。
But God still gives us our own free will.
他要我们能够懂得什么是价值最高的，去遵循他，去变卖一切来，啊，珍惜这一个了。
He wants us to use our own choices to make the right decision to find out what is the thing that is of greatest value and sell everything to in order to obtain this.
如果你所拥有的跟这个价值高的没有什么冲突，也没有什么违背，何必变卖？不需要。
Because if what you have is of the same value of the is of the same value as the one that you found, then there is nothing you can do. You don't need to sell.
这个少年人呢，听到耶稣这些方法，他觉得很困难。
So when this rich young man heard what Jesus had to say, he found it very difficult to accomplish.
因为他是一个大企业家，事业很多。
And because we know that he is a busy man, he's a businessman.
但主耶稣也没有责备他，都没有啊，让他自由选择。
But we see here later on that Jesus never rebuked him once, and he just let him do what he wants.
所以摆在我们眼前的只不过让我们知道永生的价值很高就是了。
So what lays before us is to tell us what is the thing that is of greatest value.
这种属灵的生命是永远可以做我们追求的目标。
And to obtain this spiritual life, this true spiritual life is our goal in life.
所以这个比喻的变卖呢，就是有这种含义在里面。
So the parable of one selling something.
那么一个商人呢，他必须有分辨东西的这个价值的这种才能啊。
He was able to sell it because he found another thing that is of greater value than what he had.
如果什么是最有价值，跟什么比较没有价值，分不清啊。
But if that merchant is not able to distinguish between one that is of great value and he is not a good merchant.
他绝对不会去变卖所有的来买这一个了。
Then he won't be able, he doesn't have to sell what he had to obtain this one of greater value.
所以在人生当中啊，选择有时候只差一点点就选择错误。
So sometimes in our life, we are faced with these choices, and if we make the wrong choice, then it's a woe to us.
比如说100万美金跟200万美金摆在你的面前选择的话。
And if you were to make a choice between $1 million or $2 million, what would you do?
这个很简单，你一定选择200万美金啊。
I'm sure most of us will pick that $2 million.
如果100万美金跟一个人的微笑摆在你的面前选择
，and if the smile of a person and $1 million is placed before you, what will you do?
这个时候你就很难去选择了。
And it is at this point that you have great difficulty in choosing one.
也许会选择错误啊。
Maybe you may even make the wrong choice.
如果有一个人去选择一个人的微笑
，and if one person choose the smiling face，
你一定说啊，这个人是大笨人呐、啊。
Then we may say that he's a fool。
也不一定。
But do not be quick to judge。
因为获得这个人的喜欢，也许呢比100万美金更高、啊。
Because to obtain the favor of one person may be of greater value than that $1 million.
所以摆在人的面前的东西呢，要我们去选择，真的有困难。
So sometimes it's not easy to choose the things that is before us.
比如说主耶稣在世的时候，曾经呢出现这个选择的东西摆在他面前。
Because once when Jesus was on earth, he has to do the same.
神的话跟食物。
He has to choose between God's words and the bread.
神的话, 跟可以吃的食物。
He has to choose between God's words and the edible things.
那主耶稣怎么选择呢？
So how did Jesus choose?
请看马太福音第四章。
Please turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 4.
第四节。
Verse 4.
马太福音第四章第四节。
Matthew, chapter 4, verse 4.
耶稣却回答说，经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。这里记载主耶稣禁食四十昼夜的以后啊。
This incident happened 40 days after Jesus' fasting.
肚子就饿了。
So we know he was extremely hungry.
那有一个试探人的来到他的面前对他说。
And then a tempter came to him and said,
说你是神的儿子，可以把这些石头变成食物。
And he said, if you are the son of God, then tell these stones to become bread.
因为目前耶稣最，但是呢，说这种话的是试探人的。
But we know that these words were spoken by the tempter.
耶稣呢，在这个时候的选择说，人的，神的话比食物更重要。
But Jesus answered that God's word is more important than bread.
人能够活着是靠着神的话，不是靠食物的。
And living, true living comes only from the word of God, not by bread alone.
这个试探人的呢，后来就提到是魔鬼啊。
And then later on, we know that this tempter is Satan himself.
所以第八节就记载，魔鬼又带他上一座最高的山。
And then in verse 8, we see that the devil later took Jesus to a very high mountain.
把世界荣华富贵都摆在他的面前
and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor before him.
要主耶稣啊，向他拜一下就给他
and Satan wants Jesus to just bow down and worship him and then these things will be given to Jesus.
那主耶稣来到世界的使命不是要拜魔鬼拜一下获得荣华富贵的。
And we know that the purpose of Jesus coming is not to worship Satan and to receive all these earthly treasures.
他来到世界的最大目的就是要选择十字架的救恩啊。
His greatest purpose and commission to come down to earth is to fulfill his salvation plan that is to die on the cross for men.
所以目前摆在他面前就荣华富贵跟这个十字架的羞辱摆在面前要他选择。
So at this point in time, what he has to choose is between the splendor of the world or the suffering on the cross.
主耶稣选择十字架的羞辱。
But our Lord Jesus chose the shame on the cross.
这也是一般人所没有办法去了解的。
And this is this choice is something that man will never fully understand.
希伯来书十一章记载，摆在摩西的面前。
And in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, it says that before Moses laid
王宫跟旷野啊
the palace or the wilderness.
埃及的王宫。荣华富贵。
We know that the palace of Egypt is full of splendor and comfort.
跟旷野里面有神的使命要他做的事情。
And in the wilderness is the commission of God to fulfill His plan.
当年摩西啊，他有这个属灵的眼光看得很远呐。
But we know that at that time Moses he has this spiritual vision. He was able to see the things that that lay before him.
他竟然选择旷野啊
And then he made up his mind to choose the wilderness.
这也是一般人所不能够了解的。
And this is also something that is unfathomable by men.
那为什么一般的人会选择上错误呢
So why do most people will make the wrong choice?
这是人类共同有的与生俱来的两种族名啊。
This is because this foolishness is because of one thing that happened to mankind.
第一种族名
and one child.
时间感
is one factor is of time.
第二点，空间感
and second factor is space.
无论选择什么，都会考虑到空间跟时间。
So our decisions is greatly affected by these two factors, time and space.
也就是说呢，能够占空间越多的东西越有价值。
And man, we have this a reason that is something that will occupy the most space has the most value.
一块钱可以买到四个玉米，还有一个是一块钱可以买到八个玉米。你要选择哪一个？
If you can buy four corns for a dollar or eight corns for a dollar, which shop will you go to?
你一定是选八个，对不对？
I'm sure you'll go to the shop that can get you eight corns for a dollar.
因为数量多一倍啊。
Because you can get more out of this from this $1.
那么呢，大的跟小的摆在你的面前。
And if there is something that is bigger, than the other that is before you.
你一定选大的。
I'm sure you'll choose the bigger one.
这就是人啊，与生俱来的一种会抓住的这个观念。
This is what man the rationale that man bases decision on.
这叫做空间感啊。
So this we are bound by the space and time.
越多越有价值，越大越有价值。
The bigger it is, or the bigger space it entails, and it has more value.
所以人喜欢做大人物啊。
So we all want to be a big shot.
人喜欢当老大。
And we want to be the big brother.
不喜欢当小人。
We don't want to be the underdog.
但是呢，东西太大呢，会大到不适当。
But when one thing is so big, then it will not become big anymore.
一个人的头如果大过他的胸部两倍，这个人就不当。
Because we know that if a person is too big, too big-headed, and it's bigger than his chest, then he's no longer considered a man.
他一定站不稳的，因为头太大。
Then he will not be able to stand firmly on the ground because of the size of his head.
所以过大呢就不当。
So when something gets too big, it's not considered big anymore.
那东西太多呢，多到后来就成为秽物啊。
And if you possess too many things, then some of them may be turned to garbage.
所以东西越少的，那个价值越高。
And the less possession you have, the more value they entail.
如果你捡到一颗石头，世界上只有这一颗。没有其他的跟它一样，这颗石头就比钻石更有价值。
If you found a rock that can never be found in other parts of the world, then this particular rock will be more precious than a diamond.
所以空间感来说呢，当然是占空间越多的东西价值越高。
So we know that if one thing occupies the most space will be the most valuable according to man.
这就是我们经常把这个价值跟这个空间感呢混合在一起来选择啊。
So sometimes our value system is also based on space and time.
如果一直的保持这种观念，把这个价值跟这个空间感混合在一起来选择，常常会选择错误啊。
So if our concept and our value system never change and it's always based on space and time, then we will never find this true priceless pearl in our life.
所以在宗教上失败的人就是不能进天国的人。
And a person who failed in his belief is one who failed to enter the heavenly kingdom.
因为他的空间感太强烈了。
Because his space value system is wrong.
所以就选择错误啊。
And he tend to make a lot of wrong choices in life.
请参看路加福音十二章。
Please turn to the book of Luke chapter 12.
路加福音十六章十二章十六节。
Luke chapter 12 verse 16.
就用比喻对他们说，有一个财主田产丰盛。这里提到另外一个比喻。
Here Jesus tells of another parable.
财主田产丰盛。
That there is this certain rich man who produced a good crop.
他不是笨才子，他是一个聪明的才子。
And we know that this rich man is wise and he's not a dumb.
他也有这种空间感的这种聪明。
So he knows what is rich.
所以在他经营之下呢，他获得很多的财物。
So because of his good management, he was able to produce a good harvest.
一生不用再忧虑吃穿住宿这方面的事情。
And then from that day on, he knew that he does not have to worry about the life that's ahead.
但是他只忽略一点。
But one thing that he neglected.
生命是在乎神，不是在乎他自己决定的。
That life is in the hands of God and not in his hand.
请看二十节。
Let's read verse 20.
神对他说无知的人啊，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？因为这个人呢，在十九节助言助语说啊。
Because in verse 19 we can say that we can see that he was speaking to himself.
说我的灵魂啊，你可以放心啊。
He said, take life easy, soul. Let's eat, drink, and be merry.
因为你的财物积蓄很多。
Because you have accumulated so much wealth.
一辈子用不完。
And you can never use them up.
但是神告诉他是无知，因为他今天晚上呢，灵魂就会被神召回啊。
But instead, God called him a fool because that very night, God will want to take him out of the earth.
那他一旦灵魂离开身体就死了，这些呢占空间多的东西对他都无用的。
And we know that that very night his soul will depart from his body and he will be dead. So there is no point to accumulate all this wealth.
那么占空间大的东西有时候会连累到你的生命。
Because to have wealth that occupies so much space will crept into your very life.
请看使徒行传二十七章。
Please turn to the book of Acts chapter 27.
使徒行传二十七章
Acts chapter 27
十八节十九节
Verses 18 and
19二十七章十八节十九节
Acts chapter 27 verses 18 to 19
我们被风浪逼得甚急，第二天众人就把货物抛在海里，到第三天他们又亲手把船上的器具抛弃了。保罗有一次搭一条船遇到台风啊。
Once Paul took a ship and then he met up with a storm halfway.
因为呢要到这个意大利啊，这个长远呢要带很多的东西啊。
At that time he was taken to Italy and so this the ship was full of cargo.
没想到遇到台风呢，因为货物太多，这艘船可能会沉下去啊。
Because the ship was so heavy, they are afraid that the storm will overturn the boat, the ship.
为了要保住每个人的生命，不得不就把这些货物呢抛在海里面。
In order not to have any casualties, they decide to throw their cargo overboard.
请看三十八节。
Let's read verse 38, the same chapter.
他们出保了。就把船上的麦子抛在海里，为要叫船轻一点。船上有276人。
So we know that at that time there were 276 people on board the ship.
200多个的生命价值非常高啊。
So we know that 276 lives is indeed very, very precious.
为要保住生命啊，连麦子也把它抛到海里面去了。
So in order to maintain this life, they must throw the grain into the sea.
所以在做非常时期啊，占空间多的东西有时候会连累到生命。
So then here tells us this grain that occupies so much space sometimes can encroach upon our very life.
那更严重的有时候会连累到进天国啊。
And sometimes even this wealth that occupies so much space can also encroach upon our eternal life.
所以在宗教上成功的人就是能进天国的人。
So a person, a successful Christian is one who can enter the heavenly kingdom.
那能进天国的人就是呢， 他的轻功很好的人。
And a person who can enter the heavenly kingdom is one that can manage his load.
因为他没有背负一些包袱啊。
Because he is not burdened by a lot of weights.
请看希伯来书十二章第一节。
Please turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 1.
希伯来书十二章第一节。
Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 1.
我们既有许多的见证人。如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠列我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。希伯来书十一章里面有很多的见证人。
We know that in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, there are many testaments of people.
这些见证人呢，都在属灵方面的轻功美好的人。
And these witnesses are very successful people.
他们没有很多的包袱。
And they do not have a lot of loads upon them.
按照这里所说的，就是各样的重担。
And what it's meant by is their burdens are not heavy.
会妨碍信仰，会妨碍奔跑天国路的重担，能够把它卸下来。
These are burdens that can hinder our Christian walk.
那这种人一定会进天国的。
And if this Christian has a light load, then he's able to enter heaven easily.
有的人呢，不敢信耶稣，就是有很多的包袱啊，没有办法脱掉。
Because we know the reason why one cannot accept Christ is because he just have many worries and entanglements that stop him from believing in Jesus.
所以有的人呢，到成时机成熟的时候，就把它脱掉，他就能进天国了。
And if this person becomes more mature, then he knows how to let go of his burden, then he's able to enter.
那有的一直呢，保持下去。原来是在前的，就变成在后的。
And there are also Christians who continue to hold on to their loads, and it instead becomes their debt.
所以耶稣说，将来有些人在后的要变成在前的。
And they start to get behind in the race instead of being in the very front.
因为呢，他没有包袱，他跑得很快。
Because if you don't have a heavy load to carry, then you will run faster and get ahead.
再一点，有的人为什么会选择错误，就是时间感呢？
And another reason why we make the wrong choices sometimes is because of time constraint.
把这个价值跟时间感混合在一起。
We have mixed our value system with the time.
认为最近的最有价值。
That the shorter time has more value.
最远的呢，价值就不高。
Things that is that is more far has less value.
大多数的人都会把握时间。
Because we know we don't like to waste time.
但是就是因为有这种时间感而选择错误啊。
And it is also because of this reason that we make the wrong choice because we want to get things done faster.
比如说目前的地面上的果啊。
Just like the harvest.
跟将来很渺茫的天国，你要选择哪一个？
The harvest that's on earth and the wealth that is waiting for us in the heavenly kingdom, which ones will you choose?
当然是地上果啊。
Of course, you will rather choose the fruits
of the earth. 近在眼前又很实际啊。
Because the fruits of the earth is something that you can, is a very tangible, something you can touch and feel.
但是保罗给我们做参考。
But Paul has this thing to say to us.
请看腓立比书第三章十九节到二十一节。
Please turn to the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verse 19.
腓立比书三章十九节到二十一节。
Philippians chapter 3, verses 19 to 20.
他们的阶级就是成人，他们的神就是自己的肚腹，他们以自己的羞辱为荣耀，专以地上的事为念。二十节。
Verse 20.
我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天降临。他要按着那能叫万有归服自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状。和他自己荣耀的身体相似。 这一段圣经保罗提到地上的事跟天上的事。
Here Paul refers to the earthly things and the heavenly things.
有的人专以地上的事为念。
A lot of many people they focus their life upon this earth.
以地上的事为荣耀。
They want to find glory on earth.
但是我们是天上的国民。
But our citizenship is in heaven.
还有目前的卑贱的身体。
And then this lowly bodies of ours.
将来要换成荣耀属灵的身体。
Will in the future be transformed into God's glorious body.
这个是变化升天还有就是复活的时候这些道理。
So this is the lesson on the last days, that is during the resurrection, we will have glorified bodies.
我们基督徒呢，不会受这个时间感的影响。
And we as Christians, we must not be dictated by this time system.
所以天国啊，我们一直就很怀念的。
And we have this hope of heaven.
所以主内的这个小孩啊，他们也是很怀念天国啊。
And we know that the children in the church, they also love to enter to heaven.
有的人过了七八十年呐、啊。才上去的。
And sometimes they even have to wait until they are 70 or 80 years old in order to enter heaven.
有的人很快就上去了。
But some may enter heaven quicker.
就是没有受时间感的影响。
Because they are not constrained by time.
有关这个时间感方面呢，圣经里面有很多的道理可以给我们做参考。
And in the Bible mentioned about this time system.
所以所有受造之物啊，
all created beings, all created things,
都在期待啊，这个永远的、永存的。
They are waiting in glorious hope for the eternal home.
请看罗马书第八章。
Please turn to the book of Romans, chapter 8.
二十节到二十三节。
Verses 20 to 23.
罗马书第八章二十节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 20。
因为受造之物浮在虚空之下，不是自己愿意的，乃是因那叫他如此的。但受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的辖制，得享神儿女自由的荣耀。我们知道一切受造